We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Susan Guidry joins us right now, our friend, city council member from District
A.
I was just making sure you knew, because I did. Tell me.
After 7 years, yeah.
I would think you would. Yes, exactly. Tell me about the city council, about the collective thoughts, if you can, and also about what's going to happen tomorrow.
Tomorrow at 1 o'clock, Tuesday, 1 o'clock, we will be having a city council meeting in city council chambers. And we have asked the Surge and Water Board to send representatives, including Mr. Cedric Grant, and the Corps of Engineers, and the administration will be there. So we want the public to be able to come and ask all the questions they want. We have a load of questions ourselves. Most of them are the same as the public's questions. And so hopefully we will have a very good and thorough discussion tomorrow.
Susan, you've been here. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt. No, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to go on to, I think this really was a much more dramatic event than anyone expected on Saturday. If you look at the waterfall totals for some of the areas, particularly in District A, we have on North Broad, 9.43 inches.
Now, wait,
of rain.
If I may ask you, that's according to whom? And because I'm trying to get a handle, Ms. Guidry, how much rain exactly fell? Because Carl said between 5.5-6 inches. I'm hearing 8 inches, and now you're saying 9.5 to 10.
No, I'm saying 9.43, which is the number that is on the document the Sturgeon Water Board gave to us yesterday.
Okay.
That was the amount of rainfall at the Broad Street station, pumping station. Now, I am definitely, most of what I will be saying will be what I have been told, of course, because I'm not an expert, nor was I working on the pumps on Saturday. I was at City Hall, actually, and decided to leave there at 3:00. And drove through some heavy rain, but I hadn't been in my driveway long before my street was a river. And I'm right below City Park, which, according to this, the City Park pumping station 7 had 4.96 inches of rain on Saturday. It can go on to some other ones. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is that we all have a lot of questions about what happened Saturday, and we're all concerned about the future. We are in hurricane season. That in itself makes what happened on Saturday very frightening, much less, how often is this going to happen, a summer rain, and we all wind up with car insurance claims if we're lucky to have car insurance, home business insurance claims if we're lucky enough to have insurance on those.
Do you guys, the council, ladies and gentlemen, not guys, but do you all check with the Surge and Water Board every now and then in terms of what are they doing to inspect the drainage lines? What are the situation with the drainage lines? What is the situation, rather? Because so many people have called and texted talking about, well, you can clean the catch basins, but what happens after that is the choke point and the restriction in the system, why it doesn't clear up as quickly.
Right, Tommy. Actually, I believe it was just last week that we had a Public Works Committee meeting where Colonel Mark Jernigan with the the Department of Public Works presented on the catch basins and what has been done in the last year, what the funding was. There was a funding issue because federal dollars were used, and then when they started to try to use the federal dollars, they were told they needed to do an environmental impact study for each drain repair. Excuse me.
On the sewage?
on the drainage. And so that held things up. And we, of course, you know, the lesson to be learned from that is not to put federal one-time money like that to this kind of maintenance and repair. And so that meeting was just last week. And then just a week or so before that, I believe, was a quarterly reporting of the Sewage and Water Board on their system. So, yes, we do get information fairly regularly about what's going on.
Is cloggage, I don't know if that's a word or not, but the drain pipes being clogged, is that something that's been brought up or mentioned or even addressed?
Oh, of course. Of course. I believe that DPW reported to us, and I can't remember the figure right now, but I know they said that it was a lot more drains per year than just a couple of few years ago. But we told them it's a lot fewer than needs to be done. And so we are looking at the funding for 2018 and the rest of 2017 to see if we can put some more money to that and get some more resources to the drain cleaning and the drain repair.
Did the mayor's budget address any of this?
I haven't looked yet to see whether there's an increase in that. I know that we won't see it in the book because the book just shows, you know, big round numbers for maintenance or this. You have to get the guys before you to talk about what exactly is in those numbers, and then I believe they can, you know, put the actual resources there, or they can put them to other maintenance as they see fit.
Have you spoken to the mayor since this happened?
No.
Okay. Was he in town? No. Do you know?
My understanding is that he was at a conference out of town.
Ms. Guidrin, I appreciate your time, and we called you at the last minute. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
Well, I just, you know, want to say that I understand that when you have 8-9 inches in a short period of time, or even 5 and 6, that the system cannot handle that. And I am told that systems around the country could not handle it. I would like to, between today and tomorrow, I'm going to have my office try to dig into that a little bit. And then other than that, I would say that, you know, we all deserve to feel the concern we feel. And hopefully the Sewage and Water Board can give us answers that will make us feel better and can tell us how we can, you know, help have this not surprise us so much again.
Are you all also, and we're running late, but I got to ask you, will you all also address some kind of way to keep these idiots from speeding through flooded water and flooded streets, creating a wake and forcing it into people's houses and cars and businesses?
Right. Well, I mean, obviously, if there's a flooding situation, then we are probably not going to be sending, you know, the police cars into the flooded waters. But I think the best thing that can happen is like what happened on Saturday, that people started taking video of these trucks and license plates of people who were doing this, and then we can, you know, then we can follow up from there.
There was also a postal van that I'm trying to get to the bottom of. Thank you, Ms. Guidry.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.